Hello.
Hi, thank you so much for finding me. I'm calling from Arched Up Fiber. I had a system issue that was preventing me from hearing a word that you were saying, so I do apologize for that. Can you hear me?
Who is this now?
CJ
You're
from Arched
breaking up.
Up.
Okay.
Yes. Hi. Sorry
Hi.
about that. I had a system issue that was preventing me from hearing anything that you were saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and you're coming in and out, so maybe it's on your end.
It probably is.
I want to go ahead and set up an appointment to have them come in and set up
Is
whatever
that a
you
little
do.
bit better?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, I do apologize for that. So, how can I be of assistance today?
I want to go ahead and have it the internet set up with your company.
Okay, absolutely. I can definitely do that for you.
Now, I want to do it sometime. I don't know what your schedule is, but September. I'm in September.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and get some information first. What is your service address, please?
103 West Chester Street, Kingston, New York.
Thank you very much for that. And let me just go ahead and take a look.
They were just here in the neighborhood doing my neighbor, and I spoke to the guy outside, and he said, "Call whenever you're ready." So, pretty much ready.
Okay, great. Yeah, we can definitely go ahead and get this all set up for you. We do have the availability to get you installed in September if that's when you would prefer.
Yes,
When
because I need to get the area ready for him in the basement, and my son is working on
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
it.
Now, when in September were you looking for?
I don't know. What do you have? What date?
Let's take a look at September. Give me one moment. So I know the second is Labor Day, so we are.
Yeah, that's fine. That week's no good. Let's go past that week.
We have the. Okay, so you want
Yeah.
nothing on that week? Because I was going to say we do have availability on the third.
What other day do you have?
So we have full availability on the fourth. We have availability on the fifth.
Oh, so you pretty much got everything that week.
Yes.
All right, seeing as Labor Day, I don't like to do it. How about the fifth?
The
Fourth
fifth,
or fifth?
sure.
It doesn't matter. Fourth or fifth, whatever is good
Fourth
for
or
you guys.
fifth? Okay, great. Yeah, I can definitely go ahead and help out with that and get you scheduled for that day.
Yeah,
Now,
do the fourth.
were you aware of which plan that you wanted? Was it the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
Oh, jeez. I don't know anything about
Okay,
that.
so do you know approximately how many megabytes per second or MBPS that you're currently receiving with your current service?
No, I'd have to ask my son. I don't know.
No worries. So our 1 gigabyte is the lowest plan that we have that we offer. It's $79.99, but if you sign up for auto pay through your checking account with paperless billing, you get a $10 discount to make it $69.99. It's also our most popular plan.
Okay.
We
Really,
also
what we
offer the
need.
2 gig, but I mean, if you're not doing a lot with the internet in the home, then the 2 gig might be a little bit too much.
Well, right now what we're doing is I'm using Spectrum Internet only. And it's so slow I can't stand it.
Oh no.
And yeah, that's why I talked to the guy outside when I was looking up my neighbor and I said, "Listen, I gotta change." He said, "Call us." So we use the computer and the TV to watch. That's it. So I don't think we need any more than 1 gigabyte.
Yeah, so that I mean that should be
If
fine.
Okay, if we were in the future have to get more, can we do that?
Oh, absolutely. You can upgrade at
Oh.
any time to the 2 gig.
Okay, then we'll leave it at 1 gig right now.
Okay, perfect. So we'll do go ahead and select that one. And then do you know approximately how large your home is? I'm just trying to determine if you need any Wi-Fi extenders.
I don't know. no.
That's okay. It's not necessary at this time.
You know, I can ask my son all this stuff and call you tomorrow.
No worries. We can get you set up without even asking him for this. Because, I mean, the Wi-Fi extender, if you feel that you have are experiencing slow speeds in certain areas of the house, then at that point, the Wi-Fi extender may help. It really depends on the how big your home is. If you're anywhere between 1,000 and 2,500 square feet, you should be fine with 0 to 1. If it's anything larger than 2,500 square feet, we definitely recommend 2 to 3 extenders.
Well, I'm writing this down. So any more than 2,500 square feet, we need an extender.
We need anywhere between 2 and 3 extenders. Anything over, I'd say, 15 or 1,600 square feet, I would definitely recommend one extender.
Over 1,600 feet. I'm going to ask my son tonight because I don't know.
Yeah, that's fine. We can not add it right now. We can skip that. And if you do feel that you need it, we can definitely add that. And then, of course, the Wi-Fi extenders are only $7.99 a month. So you wouldn't have to be paying an arm and a leg for it either.
That's $7.99 a month, you said?
$7.99, yes, per extender.
Per extender, okay.
Now, do you have a home phone service?
No.
Okay. All right. That answers that. And then do you rent or own the property?
Own.
How are your utility wires feeding your home, such as like Central Hudson? Are they coming through the air or are they under the ground?
Say that again.
So Central Hudson and any other utilities that are provided to your home, are they under the ground or are they feeding your home through the air?
Well, electric's through the air. We have gas that's on the ground.
Okay. All right. And is your billing address different than your service address?
Oh, could you say that again? I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Sorry. Is your billing different than your service?
No, it's the same.
Okay. All right. And can I have your first name, please?
Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E.
Last name, please?
N-O-C-T-O-N.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And what is your email address, please?
NOCTONJ@yahoo.com.
Perfect. Awesome. So the next question is, what is your primary phone number that you would like on your account, please?
845-417-8001.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that. And how may we contact you? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
Either email or text. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Email or text? Email?
Yeah, or text. It doesn't matter. Whatever is easier for you guys.
Okay. And just want to make you aware that with text messaging, we do offer the ability to go ahead and notify you via text messaging with important information, such as your install appointments, updates of your order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive your text messages from us at our ShopFiber, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We don't send any advertisements on your cell phone unless you actually authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Just so that you're aware, message and data rates may apply. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. Would you like to go through a credit check, or we also have the option of a deposit if you want to bypass the credit check. Now, what we do with the credit check is it's a soft credit check to determine if the deposit is required. This does not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay that deposit. The deposit, if you bypass the credit check, is $50. So at that point, you would have what would happen with the deposit if you choose to do so would be that you would see it when the termination of services, it would go towards either your bill or it would get sent back to you.
Okay, I don't understand what you were saying. You were breaking up.
I'm so sorry.
You're saying that there's a deposit check?
No, so we as part of our order process, we need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required.
Oh, okay.
Sorry if it keeps cutting out. I do apologize for that.
That's okay. Now, I'm trying to understand. You're breaking up, and I'm trying to understand what you're saying. So you're asking for a deposit check. That would be fine.
Oh, yeah, no. So we are asking if you would like to go through with a credit check to see if a deposit would be required.
Is that necessary?
No, if you want, you can bypass the credit check. But that would automatically require that $50 deposit.
I don't understand it, but you're telling me if you go through a credit check, I don't have to give you $50 deposit, otherwise I have to give you one if you don't do it?
Correct.
Whatever you need to do.
Okay.
I mean, you can go through a credit check if you want.
All right. So that's what we'll do.
I'm trying to understand your process here.
Yeah, no. So typically we just need to verify some information to not only see that you are who you say you are, but also to see if you are at risk of not paying your bill.
Oh, okay. You can do it.
Sorry about that.
Yes, very confusing. Go ahead and do what you got to do.
It can be sometimes, and I do apologize for that.
It's okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and get that done and taken care of for you. And if you do hear a few moments of silence, I'm still here. Do not worry. You have not lost me.
Okay.
So I do appreciate that and your patience. All right. And so this is the part where I will need your social. I only need it once. And all I do is submit it. Nothing is saved. And it will tell me, yes, a deposit is required or no, a deposit is not required.
083-38-4182.
Perfect. Submitting now. Perfect. No deposit required.
Okay, that's good.
Indeed. I definitely say so. And did you want to sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing?
Yes.
Okay. Do you happen to have your checking account information handy?
Is that when it goes through checking account or can you do a credit card?
So if we do it through credit or debit, it would only give you a $5 deposit, like a $5 discount. If we do it through the checking account, it gives you a $10 discount.
Yeah, that's good. I'll get my checkbook.
Okay.
All right, what do you need to know?
Okay, I would need routing and account number, please.
Okay, I believe the routing number is the one on the left, which is 221.
It's a nine-digit, yes.
978-243.
Perfect. Interesting. Give me one moment. What was the last three on that routing?
We're going to tell you it again. 221-976-243.
Okay, got it. There we go. Mid-Hudson, correct? And whenever you're ready for the account number?
665-986-2000. 0001.
Perfect. And it is your name on the account, correct?
That's correct.
And this is a checking or a savings account?
Checking.
Okay. And do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, just so that
and
you
when
are...
When would that be due? Can you tell me when it's beginning of the month?
So, actually, I was about to let you know. So, your billing cycle starts based off of the date of installation.
Okay.
So, when we get to the scheduling portion, that is when we will... that's when your billing cycle will start.
Okay.
Now, is there anything that our installer should be aware of on your property other than the buried gas line?
Nope. The guy told me it's easy to do because the pole's right outside my house.
Okay, perfect. Did you have any questions or comments for the text that I might not be able to answer?
No, but I can go ahead and ask my son
about
the gigabyte. I'm also going to ask about the extenders. So if our house is over 1,600 feet, we should get a couple extenders.
Yeah, I would say 1,600 square feet, you would need approximately one. Anything larger than 2,500 square feet would be 2 to 3.
Okay. And then it's $7.99 a month for each extender.
Correct. And you can add that at any time.
Right. Can you tell me, when I call you back tomorrow, tell me your name and the phone number?
Sure. It's CJ, and it's 855-ARCH-TOP, so 855-272-4867. And if you get anybody other than me, you can always request me.
4867, and it's CJ, you said?
Yes, C as in cat, J as in joy.
Now, why is it that I call this other number, 874-3823?
Well, because we do have several numbers, but the easiest to remember is 855-ARCH-TOP.
That's 272-4867 with an 855 number.
Correct.
Okay.
It's the easiest because it's just 855-ARCH-TOP because the 272-4867 spells out ARCH-TOP.
Okay, perfect. Now, what day did we set up for him to come?
So we have not gotten there yet, but I'm about to get there.
All righty.
So, I know you stated we have the 4th you wanted.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So, we have 10 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m.?
Oh, 10 a.m. is good.
10 a.m.? Perfect. All right. So, I've got you all scheduled there.
Can I ask you a question before you go on? When the guy comes, he's going to come in the house?
Yes.
Is he going to ask 1,000 questions and I need to have my son here? I don't know.
No, he shouldn't. He's actually very, very handy and actually very, very kind and explanatory. So he loves to – all of our techs, they love to be able to help and make everything as easy as possible for you.
Okay, and how long does it take?
Anywhere between an hour and a half to 2 hours at most.
Because what I'm asking is, you said you have a 3 o'clock.
Yes.
My son comes home from work at 4 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So I'm wondering if it might be best if we do that. So if he has any questions, he could talk to my son about it because I'm not going to know.
Yeah, I can definitely go ahead and schedule you for 3.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Yeah, perfect. So I've got you all scheduled. You are all set for 3 p.m. on the 4th.
3 p.m. on the 4th.
Yes. And I just wanted to let you know a little bit more information. Hopefully I don't cut out.
Okay.
Now, at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. What they may do is they may install the drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation. But you don't need to be home for that part.
Yep.
If required, if they are unable to bury it, for example, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. With you having a current provider, and I know you mentioned Spectrum earlier, to maintain the consistent connection, we recommend that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed before you cancel with them.
Okay, so the question I have is this. Do they give me any kind of equipment that I need, or the equipment that I'm using now from Spectrum, I return to Spectrum?
So the equipment that you are using from Spectrum, you're going to return to Spectrum once you cancel with them.
Okay.
We provide the modem and the router, and it is included in the price. Also, that price of $69.99 includes all the taxes and fees, so you're not paying a cent more than that.
Okay. I'm just writing this down for my son when he asks any questions.
Absolutely.
The modem, the router, the taxes, and the fees. Got it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now,
all right, so
with regards...
Once it's installed on the 4th, I can go ahead on the 5th or the 6th and call Spectrum and cancel it, mine.
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Now, with regards to the modem and the router, any of those equipment that is provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. So if you decide, okay, we're moving and we don't service the new area, or if you decide, hey, I'm not really feeling the service, I need to cancel, I'm switching to somebody else, you do have 30 days to return that equipment. If you don't return it within the 30 days, then we do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. Now, also, if you do cancel services, you will receive a return kit, so that'll be a pre-labeled box to mail back to us. Okay?
Just to let you know, there is no other service than you or
I know. I know. We're providing the break in the monopoly.
I've been talking to a lot of other people, and they can't wait until this is in their area because the switch in Spectrum is so bad.
I know. And it's horrible. They treat people like they're robots, and they don't treat them like humans.
Oh, it's awful. I had a bill that was over $200 a month. I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous.
I know. Cable has gotten so expensive.
Gotten so expensive, so I've changed, and it's still bad, so I can't stand that I'm switching over. So hopefully your company is going to be better.
Oh, absolutely, and it'll be a lot faster too, by the way, so at least you'll have the speed on your side.
Yes, that was great.
May the speed be with you instead of may the force be with you.
Oh my goodness.
Now, for any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or any billing questions in general, you can visit our website. You can also access your billing statements, and if you didn't have autopay enabled, you can make changes to your autopay and access your billing, the pay your bill online by setting up your online account. Now, you don't need to set it up by registering. You are automatically enrolled in the Archtop Fiber Online account using the email address that you provided to me today. So you will receive two emails. One will be a confirmation of your order, and the other will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber customer account. It should have a temporary password in there so that you can log in. If it doesn't, you can click on Forgot Password and type in your email address. It'll send you a forgot password link.
Now, you were breaking up again, so you can just tell me if I go in there and get the account, I can go in there to do what?
You can check your billing statements.
Oh, statements, okay.
Yes, you can pay your bill.
Oh, okay.
If you needed to change your auto pay settings, such as like, okay, I'm no longer with the bank that you provided to me today, and you changed your banks, you can change your auto pay settings on there.
Okay.
So there's a few different things that you can do.
Okay.
But billing statements probably being the most important.
Okay, got it. It will send me an email when it's paid, or is it a text?
So it'll probably send you a text because those are usually account-specific updates through text.
Okay.
But you will also receive emails with regards to your account.
Got it.
Now, if you are unable to immediately log into your account, don't register. Just follow the information in one email. It should have a temporary password. If there's no temporary password in the email that's inviting you to sign into the account, then you should click on Forgot Password on archtopfiber.com, and it will send you a password reset link.
Okay. Now, is this something that can be done now, or do I have to wait until...
No, you can do it today.
Oh, I didn't know if it had to be set up first.
No, so our automated system actually takes just a few minutes to set everything up.
Okay.
But in, I'd say give it about an hour, maybe even a half hour, and you should be able to log into your online account.
Okay, sounds good.
Now that... Now that everything is all set on that one, we're all set for you. We have your appointment scheduled for the 4th at 3 p.m. And just as a final disclosure, do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, also, you'll also be able to review and accept our terms of service once you log into your online account.
Yes.
Okay. But you are all set, my dear. You are set for the 4th at 3. And that way, if when your son gets home from work, if our tech should still be there, but they're great. They will show you everything that you need to know and help you with anything that you have questions with.
Okay. Now, I will call you tomorrow to tell you about our Gigabyte and the extenders if it's needed.
Okay, absolutely.
Great.
Yeah, we look forward to it.
Okay, great. Thanks, CJ. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're very, very welcome, Joanne. And thank you so much for calling ArtShop Fiber. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Yes, you too. Enjoy.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.